The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, I kept texting back and forth with my friend Mike Gallagher last night. You pulled Florida through in a big way, Mr. Gallagher.
Mr. Hudson, they were all wrong again. Here we go again. I don't know how any of these pollsters can even show their face. The mainstream media, CNN, New York Times. You know, that blue wave didn't happen, my friend.
Yep.
Lindsey Graham, big victory for him in South Carolina. I'm thrilled for him. Thrilled for Tom Tillis, Susan Collins, John Cornyn. You got Marshall out in Kansas. You had, guess what? The blue wave didn't happen.
No.
And you know what? That's what kept me up at night. It would have been tough for talk radio. It would have been tough for the country. And they were wrong again. Look at the turnout nationally by Hispanic voters. Look at the turnout by black voters. This, hey, never Trumpers, this is what a big tent looks like. This is what the Republican Party that you and I have loved, Joey, for many, many years, always yearned to be. You know, drawing people. Look at this Madison Cawthorn kid in North Carolina. 25-year-old kid, paralyzed from the waist down, and he's... And he's in the Trumpian spirit. His concession speech on Twitter last night was cry some more, libs. I mean, he's a fighter. And Joey, it was I heard a lot of your broadcast last night from the Hilton with Deb and your team. You guys did a terrific job. And listen, I couldn't be prouder. Now we look at the six states remaining. By my math, for President Trump, he needs four of the six. I think that's the formula. I don't see him getting three and winning. I don't see him getting two and winning. He needs four of the six. Biden needs three as well. There's a path for President Trump. Believe me, the president has the finest lawyers in the universe all over this. Because right now, Joey, I suspect there's union workers in the basement of Philadelphia City Hall frantically filling out ballots and trying to steal this election. The president was right. What a ridiculous decision by Biden last night to give some stupid speech where he said nothing. That infuriated the president. So then the president, of course, had to speak. And it was ridiculous. And it was on, and the media isn't critical of Biden. Naturally, shocker, he had no business giving that stupid empty speech in a parking lot with a bunch of honking horns. He had nothing to say. So the president, you know, he's not going to be outdone by Joe Biden. You want to play? All right, roll up your sleeves, Mr. President. Get right back in the fray. And I like our chances. I like the president taking Pennsylvania and three other states, and he's been reelected. And make no mistake, whatever happens there with the presidency, it has been a miserable morning for Democrats and for liberals and progressives who were convinced they'd see that big blue wave.
Yep.
It just did not happen.
We picked up a U.S. House seat. Nancy Mace won the first congressional seat in South Carolina. That was big news as well as the 11th district that you just mentioned with Madison Cawthorn. I mean, what a great young man. He's going to do a great job up there.
And they have just crucified him, calling him a Nazi and all this filthy stuff. They've gone after him like nobody. And look at the dirty tricks in South Carolina with Jamie Harrison. Look at the dirty tricks with the fake thing with Bill.
But we have some news there. Jamie Harrison has one last ad. You want to hear it? One last ad. Here it is.
Jamie Harrison, defunding police is just the beginning. If you like to party and have a baby, you can just give it back if you don't want it.
Don't tell him I'm a liberal.
And he joins Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in the idea of giving everyone in the country welfare checks.
Should we be mentioning Pelosi and Schumer?
Don't worry. They'll take care of you. School loans, what school loans?
It's free!
Jamie Harrison, too far left for South Carolina.
Don't put Democratic Party anywhere in the ad.
That's the latest from Jamie Harrison.
Now that's an ad I like. That's a legitimate ad. Now that's a. But think about this, really, honest to goodness. What's the guy's name? Bledsoe. What's his name?
Bill Bledsoe. Yes,
he's got to be the happiest guy in America right now because I think he thought, oh my gosh, not getting off the ballot in time might just have upended South Carolina. So congratulations to Dr. Bledsoe, and as he told you exclusively, that we didn't expect to win. We just want to hold Republicans' feet to the fire.
And I can imagine that Dr. Bill Bledsoe is thinking about, what am I going to really run for with the name recognition Jamie Harrison helped me obtain?
He ought to become a pollster. Because guess what? None of those guys ought to have a job. They all ought to be out of work. Frank Luntz said it. Hey, Frank Luntz said, if we get it wrong again, none of us should be in business. Not only did they get it wrong again, Joey, they got it wrong by a worse margin than they had it wrong in 2016. Yep. It's a great night to be a Republican, and I'm feeling good, and we're going to be all over it today from 9 to noon. And it's great to hear your voice on the day after the election, my friend.
Mike Gallagher will have the latest as it unfolds this morning. Have a great show, my friend. Thanks for checking
in. Thanks, Joey. Take care.
Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us as well.